A U.S. Navy ship opened fire on a small boat racing toward it near the Gulf City of Dubai. One person was killed. A spokesman for the Navy's Fifth Fleet says a security team aboard the USNS Rappahannock took the action only as a last resort.
Joining us to talk more about this, WTOP National Security Correspondent J.J. Green. J.J., set the scene for us. How did this happen?
Well, a spokesman for the Navy says a security team aboard the Rappahannock noticed this threatening activity near Dubai's Jebel Ali port, which is a pretty populated area, and it's an area that's very well developed. And the boat appeared to be a civilian vessel about 30 feet long with no obvious military markings. It had three outboard motors on it, and it was racing towards them. So the security team warned them repeatedly. And when they ignore the warning, they open fire with that 50 caliber machine gun. And, you know, it rarely misses. And when it does hit, it's usually catastrophic damage.
And is that what happened?
That's what happened. One person was killed and three others were wounded in this particular case.
Now, what kind of vessel is the Rappahannock and why was it a target?
Well, the Rappahannock is a USNS vessel, as opposed to a USS vessel. It's not a commissioned vessel. It is a vessel that's operated by the Military Sealift Command. This vessel particularly was a refueling vessel. So the question is, did they know that it was loaded with fuel? And did they were they trying to attack it because they were trying to explode it? Or were they trying to harass, which is what Iranian Revolutionary Guard related and associated boats were doing regularly in 2008, 2009. But that's the thought, that they knew that this was a U.S. military vessel loaded with fuel, and perhaps this was their goal to attack it.
Well, you mentioned Iran, and of course, there are a lot of people wondering whether Iran would be involved in retaliation for all of the sanctions against its nuclear program.
Yeah, this took place in the southernmost part of the Gulf of Arabia. Which, when you look at the map, it's just a stone's throw away from Iran proper. Iran has been claiming for a long time that if the U.S. and other international vessels came near the Strait of Hormuz, which, by the way, is very close to where this is, relatively speaking, by boating standards, that they would do things to attack or to harass them. They've been talking about using mini-subs. You know that before that they were harassing, doing the swarming thing around boats, including the USS Hopper in 2008. This is thought to be more of that Iranian Revolutionary Guard activity, but the U.S. warned them then this could have some very serious consequences, and that's exactly what happened.
All right, WTOP National Security Correspondent J.J. Green.